New Orleans, Louisiana is commemorating the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The city and the area around it was just devastated by the immense storm. VOA's Greg Flakes was on the scene shortly after Katrina struck, and Greg joins me on the line. Greg, when did you get to New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina?
Well, it was a few days afterwards, and the reason is, and I think it's important to point this out, is that although Hurricane Katrina struck on August 29th, it actually went or made land on right around the Louisiana-Mississippi border area, which is well to the east of New Orleans. And at first, people in New Orleans thought, oh, well, we ducked the bullet. Everything's going to be okay. And many people didn't realize for quite some time what had happened. And what had happened was that the levees had failed when a surge of water came up through the area around New Orleans, where the bay comes up and then into Lake Pontchartrain, which is actually to the north of the city. And all of these various levees then, several of them in various areas, had breaches that allowed water to start flowing into the city. And a couple days later, the water was even flowing down Canal Street, the main area of New Orleans.
When you got there, what were conditions like?
Well, what had happened was I think it was about 80% of the city was flooded, but to different degrees. And so some areas, the water was maybe, you know, up to someone's ankles or up to their knees if they walked outside. But in some areas, the water actually covered houses. There were people who had to break through they would go up into the attic of their house and they would break through the roof of their house and then crawl out and be standing on the roof because that was the only part of the house that was above water. And then helicopters would come by and rescue some of those people. Now, at first, I was not able to even get into the city. My colleague, Brian Patton, was able to get someone on a boat and go in and see part of the city. But it took a while for those of us who weren't actually there when it happened to even get into the city to see it. In the meantime, I was encountering evacuees or people who had escaped the flooding, and they were all over the place. And these were not just people from New Orleans, by the way, but people from the Gulf Coast in general, which had really been devastated. So, you know, the flooding that occurred in New Orleans drove out a lot of people to places as far as Houston, which filled up with people, and we had, of course, evacuees in the Astrodome here in Houston. But all along the way, in every part of Louisiana where I'd go, I would find people who had been displaced by the flooding, and I would be hearing their stories.
Do you think people were alerted enough as this storm approached? Because some people just decided to stay put, where others, you know, got on the road and got out.
Well, yes, and that's been a controversial part of it for quite some time. But the studies that, you know, have been done showed that there were a lot of people who simply ignored the warnings. There were other people who wanted to get out, but they were, you know, they were poor people who lived in some of these areas, and they really didn't know where to go, and they were worried about their possessions and their houses, and they had the natural kind of inclination to stay there and you know, keep watch on things. And they had some reliance in the levees. And by the way, you know, the people in New Orleans today, many people there do not regard this disaster as Hurricane Katrina as much as they call it the failure of the federal levees. And the studies have in fact shown, and the Corps of Engineers, Army Corps of Engineers, has admitted that the levees that they had created there pre-Katrina were not designed properly and were not, in many cases, constructed properly. And that's why you had these breaches, so that places like the Lower Ninth Ward, a predominantly black neighborhood, which is to the east of, say, the French Quarter area that people would be familiar with, that area, you know, completely flooded. And when I was there, a week or two later, when I went into the area after the water had subsided, it looked like a war zone. I mean, there were upturned cars, houses that were just totally destroyed. Just, in some cases, it looked like there were just you know, there was just debris left there, or there were lots that were completely empty because the water had such force coming through, it just removed the houses. And that area, even now, still has signs of what had happened.
You have just returned, just recently you were on a reporting trip to New Orleans. How has the city recovered, or has it recovered? Is it still recovering?
In some ways, it's still recovering, although, you know, for the most part, it has recovered. Even the Lower Ninth Ward, if you go there, you'll see a lot of rebuilt homes, and you'll see people living there in neighborhoods that were, when I was there, you know, 10 years ago, these were areas that just, as I say, just look like a war zone. And today you go there and you don't see that. But you do see occasional empty lots. You do still see some houses that are just wrecks. And so those are reminders of what happened. And the empty lots, I think, hold testimony to the people who were not able to return and were not able to rebuild.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for speaking with me today.
Well, glad to do it. Thank you.
Okay. That's VOA correspondent Greg Flakus.